Hi there. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with members of the Cave Run chapter of the Sheltowee Trace Association, Lucy Pryor and Doug Dorfield. Thank you both for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about what you guys do. And Lucy, tell me a little bit about what the Sheltowee Trace Association is and what it has to do with our lake.
Well, it's the Sheltowee Association is a governing body of the whole 323 miles of the trace that starts here in Round County, North Round County, and takes us to Tennessee. The Cave Run Lake chapter is just the local community that organization that covers Round, Bath, and Menifee.
Now, in those three counties, we have quite a bit of trail.
We have 68 miles.
68 miles. Mm-hmm. Trail. And you guys kind of head up making sure that trail is easy to see, and what else do you guys do?
Well, there are a lot of briars up there, and so we cut back briars and cut down trees when we can with our handsaws, and work a lot with the Forest Service in all this process. Doug knows a lot more about that part. We also shuttle people when people want to hike, and so we could do take them to their beginning or their end, or pick them up at the end, so they don't have to shuttle themselves. Mm-hmm. So we offer shuttling services too.
That's a wonderful thing to do. Now, you guys have an event that's coming up this weekend, but it's every weekend or every first Saturday of every month. You guys get together and do a little cleanup.
Yeah, excuse me, we do a wide variety of trail maintenance, both working on the tread where there's been erosion issues, using hand tools, and also the briars and brush that Lucy just mentioned need to be cut back multiple times through the summer. So we've got over 100 people, volunteers, on our trail maintenance list, and on any given first Saturday, we'll usually get between 6 and 14 or 15 that'll go out. And we have tools that we supply them with, and we take them out in the different locations and work on a trail.
Now, you said you use hand tools. Is there a reason instead of power tools, or?
There takes special certification by the United States Forest Service to use chainsaws or that type of power equipment on the trail. So the vast majority of the Sheltowee Trace National Recreation Hiking Trail is on the Danube National Forest, the Clifty Wilderness area in Menifee County, and then it passes through Red River Gorge and goes down into the Big South Fork area. So it's almost all public land, and the Forest Service is the land managers up here, so we need to abide by their rules and regulations, and they have a formal certification process. It's kind of difficult to do that, and so the Forest Service also has personnel that will go out and they'll cut down large trees themselves.
And then you guys can kind of pick up what's left.
Yes.
To move it out of the way of the trail. Now, anybody who's hiked in the Kentucky wilderness knows about those briars and how getting through in the brush that can come up, and it happens so fast. So I would imagine that a monthly maintenance, I almost can't even cover it with that almost 80 miles. It's just not even enough to get it started.
Our chapter is only 3 years old. It was started in the beginning of 2016. So at first, there was formidable tasks. There were sections of the trail that were completely overgrown with just jungles of green briars. So we worked really diligently for the first year or year and a half to open it up. And then it needs to be maintained multiple times through the spring, summer, and fall.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that it is a gargantuan task when you're covering those. Now, this particular trail, the Cave Run Lake part of the trail, not only obviously goes by the Cave Run Lake, but it also hits some other landmarks in our community. Tell me a little bit about some of the other things that you see when you're on that trail.
Well, one thing, if I start at the northern section, you're on top of ridges, and you've got beautiful views, especially this time of year. Then we cross through the university, and so that's kind of fun to come down the hill and around Eagle Lake. And then you go right down downtown Moorhead until you get to Clearfield, and then you're going to be passing Ambergie Rock, and then you get to the lake, limestone too, because that's the highest point in Round County. So there's we pass by that, and then there are arches, and there's an arch right on the trail after you get down to Clear Creek Lake, after you get past there, and then the rock cliffs on into Menifee, and they're just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Each of the four seasons has real special beauty that you can see from the trail. In the wintertime, there's ice formations on the rocks, and in the springtime, there's a proliferation of wildflowers. In the summertime, there's wildlife abundant in it, and in the fall, of course, there's the beautiful colors.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me to see the pictures. I have a lot of friends on social media that hike often, and to see the photos of stuff that's right here in our community that I've never seen, even though I do hike a little bit. And it's like, oh, where's that gorgeous view from? And you can have them from downtown, you know, very close to downtown Moorhead, all the way out into, you know, out into the woods. Because we live in a national park, and we're so fortunate to have that have those opportunities, I think.
And something else, Leanne, are the hikes. We do offer guided hikes, and so to take people through this, if they're, you know, first-timers, it's something like this. So that's
so you
something
volunteer,
that's very important.
You have volunteers that do that?
That lead hikes, right.
Uh-huh. That's wonderful.
And we have a hike across Rowan County starting this month, and it'll extend through May to cover the whole 36 miles.
And that's the hike across Rowan.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me a little bit about how, I mean, 36 miles is a lot to do in a day. So how are you guys breaking that up?
You break it up into six to the longest day hike would be 9 miles. So each month you hike a different section, and ultimately you're going to do the whole 36 miles in 5 months.
Wow. So it's easy to tackle in that amount of time, but
right.
When you think about 36 miles, maybe that's a little daunting in a day. But there are people who run that in a day.
Exactly.
I know that we've recently had some trail running locally.
Yeah, there's an ultra marathon that's happened twice that starts at Moorhead State University and goes to the northern terminus, which is about 13 miles, and then comes back. So there are, I don't know, there was over 100 participants in that, I believe, last year. So quite a popular event to have people actually run the trail from Moorhead State's campus all the way up to the northern terminus and back.
Mm-hmm. I think I was at the coffee shop the last time that happened at the end of it, and I was like, who are all these people that I've never seen before? Because, you know, when you live in Moorhead, you get to know the people around Moorhead, and then suddenly there are all these people in running gear, and I was like, is there a race today?
Well, you bring up a great point that while we think that the Choteau Trace Trail is kind of a hidden gem here to many people who live in the area, there are people who come all the way from Massachusetts and Connecticut, and these runners come from all over the eastern half of the United States to run the trail. So it almost appears through the media that more people outside the area are aware of the trail and come to enjoy it than local people.
And for those local people who may not be aware, if you happen to look down at the sidewalk and see a turtle stamp, that's you're on the Sheltowee Trail.
That's right.
And I've had friends come into town and be like, what's up with all the turtles? And I'm like, oh, it's the trail. You know, you can do this wonderful trail that brings in a lot of tourism. And it's just something local that we all get the opportunity to really enjoy.
Moorhead is an official trail town.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people kind of forget that until all of a sudden we have this influx of people who come in and it's like, oh, there's an event to do with the trail town. So hopefully we can get that information out there. So if people wanted to help with cleaning up, how do they go about getting involved?
They can email me, mm-hmm. or the Cave Run Lake chapter, which is CRLC at CheltoweeTrace.org. That's our official email address, and let them know whether they want to hike or work on the trail.
Okay. So, but you don't have to put in the work to enjoy the opportunities for you guys that you guys are providing as far as shuttling services and guided tours and things like that?
Nothing. They're all attached because they're all in that effort to promote the trail and to use it and to get people out. So those are our goals, is just promoting the trail and getting people out in these peaceful woods and enjoying the beauty that's right here in Moorhead and not far.
Once more people begin enjoying the trail, we have opportunities within the chapter if they want to get more involved, both in volunteering to be on the trail maintenance volunteers list, or there's other opportunities to be a shuttle person or really become involved with the chapter itself.
Yeah, the board. We're always looking for people who are interested in being on the board.
Now, if I wanted to come and help do some of the cleanup, you guys have tools that I can borrow?
Yes, we have a good array of tools, and that's what we use the money on that we get members when we actually get members. And so we also write for grants to get those tools. Yeah.
Wonderful. So, because sometimes people want to help, but it's like, well, I don't have a saw, or I don't have a wheelbarrow. And a lot of, maybe that might be prohibitive for them. So
we have plenty of tools for that. We're real blessed. Tourism has really been very kind to us and supported us in that way.
Well, that's wonderful. Too. Yeah. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Doug Chatham, host of the comedy music program Odd Numbers. Join me on WMKY 90.3 FM at 9 p.m. this Friday and 4 p.m. this Saturday for an offbeat selection of song parodies like Achy Breaky Song by Weird Al Yankovic, Tie After Tie by Debs and Errol, and Take Exams by Acapella Science. That's Odd Numbers at 9 p.m. Friday and 4 p.m. Saturday on Moorhead State Public Radio.
Welcome back to Open Mic. I'm your host, Leanne Akers. We're visiting today with members of the Caverin chapter of the Sheltowee Trace Association, Lucy Pryor and Doug Dorfield. Thank you guys so much again for being on the show. We are going to talk a little bit, we're talking a little bit about the 36 miles in Rowan County, and it's up to how many miles in the three counties combined that your chapter covers?
68.
68 miles of Sheltowee Trail that this group helps maintain and offers guided tours, guided hikes, and some transportation arrangements. And we're talking about an event now. I'd like to talk a little bit about the High Banks Reroute Project. You guys have an event coming up the beginning of March, and tell me a little bit about what you guys are planning to do with that project.
We've been working with the United States Forest Service Cumberland Ranger District for about a year now on an approval of a project that would take the trail for about a third of a mile from north of 801 across from their district ranger's office and bring it across 801 and bring it right up along Cave Run Lake. The section of the trail north of 801 has become really marshy, and it's a lot of erosion going on where it goes down into a creek and comes up. So the approval process was just granted us approval to do it. So on March 2nd, we're going to bring volunteers in, and we're going to reestablish a section of the trail that was actually probably where it was built 30-plus years ago when the trail was first established. But when the Forest Service built their office down there, I guess at that time it was moved across 801. So we've gotten approval to bring it back across where it's going to be right near the lake.
And I know that that section of 801 can be a little dangerous to be near that road area. And it's also going to change some of the things people are going to see with the reroute. Tell me a little bit about
it can be quite dangerous. We were down there several times with Forest Service personnel just looking at where to cross, to bring it across. And there were cars they fly by that section, and there's a curve there, so it's extremely dangerous. So where we're going to cross is much more of a straight section of highway. Then there's a little bench that's just above the High Banks area. So there's views all the way along, almost a quarter of a mile, directly down into the lake, and you can see the dam, and you can see sunsets there probably, too. So really, it's going to be one of the most beautiful sections of the trail in our three-county chapter area.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully people can get out and participate in making that happen. What kind of work is going to be involved as far as, because you can't just remark a trail. I'm sure there's more to it than just changing where the signs are.
There is. It's grown up, so there's going to be a lot of brush removal and some small saplings up to probably 4 or 5 inches. There are some downed trees that'll need to be cut out with chainsaws. There's also a couple of low, boggy areas where we're going to need to bring in gravel and bring those up some and just reestablish the tread so that it's going to be walkable. The Forest Service and the Army Corps of Engineers, part of it's on Army Corps of Engineers land, think that this is going to be really a highly used area because there's picnic tables in a picnic area there, and then the district ranger's office has got a lot of information in that and receives a lot of visits. So we're going to be taking a section of the trail that's really wet and marshy and not used that much except by through hikers and have it be like a connecting trail between the offices of the Army Corps of Engineers out at the lake and the Forest Service's offices.
I think there's nothing worse than being on a hike and ending up pretty early on in it with wet shoes.
It's awful.
That's definitely a problem. Lucy, you were going to add to some of the things that you're going to see there, maybe?
Well, I was just thinking that the Corps of Engineers have been very helpful and supportive of us and have spent a good bit of time with us looking over the trail. But I think one of the problems with the Sheltoi Trace is a lot of it is on the road, and what we want in the whole 323 miles, but what we want is to get off the road as much as possible, and that means walking on private land, and so we're hoping to get more private landowners to see the value of helping us connect and get off the road. But this takes a good piece of road off the trail. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about the High Banks project.
Yeah, it'll be a good addition as far as being able to go through there, and I'm sure the local people, not just the through hikers, will appreciate that. But Lucy, you have hiked this entire trail.
I did in 2015, and it was wonderful, and I did it through the Challenge, which is a monthly hike for 11 months, mm-hmm. and you divide that all up, and it's organized by the bigger STA, the Sheltoi Trace Association.
So you didn't just throw on a backpack and go?
No, I was with other people, but you don't always spend a lot of time you get with your people who you hike the same tempo, and mm-hmm. It was a wonderful experience, beautiful all the way down.
And where do you end up?
In Burnt Mill Bridge, Tennessee. So it's...
Is it a similar community to what we have here?
We don't have... Morehead's the only trail town that we actually walk through, that the Sheltoi goes through. So most of it is more wilderness-like or road-like. Mm-hmm. but, yeah, it's
pretty cool.
Burnt Mill Bridge, I'm not even sure what kind of community that is. It's an ending point. It's a parking lot where we ended.
So for here to have a community that's supportive of the trail is kind of an anomaly.
Right, yeah.
That's interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah, a lot of support comes from this community.
Well, we have just a couple more minutes left on the show, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the Tuesdays on the Trail program. Tell me a little. I know you guys work on Saturdays, and you guys get together and hike on certain days, usually on the weekend, but tell me about Tuesdays.
Well, Tuesdays came out because that's a day that a couple of us could work. And also the inmates from the county jail did work with us, and that's the day they chose to work with us. Right now they're not working with us, but we just continued that for those people who had free time during the week. So it's more of a midday because I will work with anybody on the trail anytime during the week. You know, if they have a group that they'd like to take out, then I can work with them, whether it's one or two people. But we just get little projects done and have a good time.
I know there are a lot of groups and organizations within our community that need to do volunteer hours, and they look for projects. And this is something that isn't going to be tedious, and also you're going to get the opportunity to be outside in this beautiful area in which we live, and so I think that it would be a great opportunity. Lucy, tell us again how to get in touch with you, just in case we want to spend some time working on that trail.
Okay, well, you can go to the sheltoitrace.org website. That's the big website for the whole trail, but we have a chapter. We're the only chapter right now on the trail, so you just click on chapter, and then also the Facebook page is the Cave Run Lake Chapter. Sheltoe Trace. And so you can find us that way as well, and that gives more local news as well. And
mm-hmm. Are you guys pretty active on there if you
yes.
wanted to keep up with it?
Yes.
Okay, great. Uh-huh. I know sometimes you click on a Facebook page and nobody's updated it for a little bit, and sometimes mm-hmm. it's hard to find information. So I'm glad you guys are keeping up with that. Just a quick additive to this. I know you both have spent a lot of time out in our area with this on the Sheltoe Trail. Tell me where your favorite spot is. Doug, if you will start for us, tell me where your favorite spot on the trail is. I know we got three whole counties. So.
There are amazing rock formations just south of Cave Run Lake in Bath County above Clear Creek. The trail ascends pretty quickly on switchbacks, and then you are up, and there's rock formations, and the views in multiple directions just show other rock formations. And you follow a ridgeline, a spine of just solid rock with some pine trees up there for almost a third of a mile with just spectacular views. So that's my favorite section.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Lucy? I know it's hard to pick.
I can never choose right off, but I think I'd go by the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part of our 68 miles is down between Holly Fork and Big Perry. That's spring season. I like the views on the ridge walks when it's wintertime and the leaves are off the trees because you get great views.
You can see a lot further there,
and
I guess.
Summertime, being near water. We cross a fair number of creeks, so you can cool off there. But also the lake, you could jump in. And then, so all season, the fall, you know, mm-hmm. how can you beat the fall? So
yes, when we don't have a terribly wet fall, but we get those beautiful colors out there, that's a lot of fun. I feel like this fall, it just kind of, like it was very rainy, and then all of a sudden everything fell off the trees like overnight. We didn't get a lot of gorgeous colors, so hopefully next year it'll be more colorful.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I wish you both the best of luck on your trail cleanup tomorrow, and I hope a lot of people show up and are able to pitch in and help out. If you want to pitch in and help out, you can go online and look up the Sheltoe Trace Association Cave Run Lake chapter. And that's all the time we have here today on Open Mic. We'll see you next Friday.